The Research Institute for Consumer Affairs, or RICA for short, is a UK charity providing independent consumer research and information on subjects affecting older and disabled people. And together with the sight loss charity Thomas Pocklington Trust, they've recently published two reports called Inclusive Design, Expert Views, and Small Appliances and the Internet of Things. Now, these have investigated firsthand how much thinking goes into designing and producing mainstream domestic white goods, such as fridges, washing machines, dishwashers and the like, that can be used by more elderly people and those with a disability of whatever age. And separately, they've looked ahead to the way domestic appliance usage and control could develop in the future, again with older and disabled people in mind. And both charities concluded that manufacturers should think more about and talk more to disabled and older people throughout the entire domestic product creation process. Chris Lofthouse from RICA told us more about what they'd asked the domestic white goods industry and what they'd been told.
Well, we approached them about inclusive design, which is designing products and services for use as many people as possible, including blind and partially sighted people. We really asked them the questions about their procedures in making products accessible for people, and that's what was particularly interesting.
Were you able to get an insight into the manufacturers thinking about the practicalities of perhaps remoulding a dishwasher or a washing machine, whatever it might be, so that it has tactile markings, that kind of nitty-gritty practical thing? Or did you talk in broader terms?
We talked in broader terms, really, to find out what were their workings in terms of design, really asking the question, do they test their prototypes with older and disabled people? And trying to find out really what their views are in terms of this market. And in a sense, the responses were quite revealing, because we did get a quote from someone who said they don't do explicit tests for older or disabled people. They look at tests from people from the age of 25 to 65, which is a bit short-sighted with an aging population.
So they aren't necessarily, and did this come across in your conversation then, they aren't necessarily thinking of building this stuff in at source, and it's going to, what, come back to people like RNIB and other blindness-related charities to come up with sourcing clever workarounds so an appliance can be accessible?
Well, that is the current situation, as we both know. Really, what we were trying to highlight to the manufacturers was to include good design and to include the consumer at all stages of the design process, right from the beginning, rather than just as an afterthought, really to say, well, you know, can we make this accessible, which then makes it, as you say, adding bump-ons or special adaptations. We want really to see products that are inclusive, including for blind and partially sighted people.
And does that include things like information about how to use the product in the first place? Because information about products and buying them, I mean, I'm sure manufacturers will talk about the robust marketplace in which they have to operate, but with that comes giving the consumer, the purchaser, information, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, this is a key problem, really, is actually finding products that are useful for, say, your needs, and really then being able to read the instructions or find out the instructions. At RICA, we've approached manufacturers and suppliers to provide good, clear instructions, but it isn't on their priority list. The market, particularly the white goods market of fridge, freezers and technology, is driven by a younger age group. And in a sense, that's the issue. The marketing is to that younger age group who have the money to buy the new latest gizmo. And in a sense, the older or disabled group of people is not in that marketing vision, if you like, for the product. So when things are marketed, they're marketed as a smart home. But actually, if a blind person can access through an accessible app on their smartphone, they can now control their central heating for the first time and get voice output on their smartphone. But if the app is not accessible with a voice output or through changing font size or colors, you might be able to connect the data, but making the app accessible is the key point. But as I say, a technological leap is what we're facing in the white goods market.
And that was the nature of your other report, wasn't it? You did a bit of crystal ball gazing, looking at the future accessibility of white goods and general household appliances. Did that come out of what you learned from the manufacturers, or is this something that you are always doing?
Well, it was something at the same time, because we were funded by Thomas Pocklington Trust to look at this area, to look at inclusive design and smart appliances and what's called the Internet of Things, which is really how now the future products in our homes can, over the internet, communicate data which can end up on your smartphone and, as I say, give the end user, if they use a smartphone, control and information that wasn't available before. So that crystal ball gazing, I like that phrase, was looking at what products are coming out there on the market or being developed in this area. And it's astonishing to think that this industry will be worth, you know, £20 billion by the year 2020. So it's accelerating quite quickly ahead now, and it's going to change all of our lives when we buy the next generation of products for our home.
Now, back to the present. You might be interested to learn that Riker has produced practical guides on central heating controls and on cookers, hobs and microwave ovens. And these are available in print, in braille and in audio from Thomas Pocklington Trust, who incidentally have also produced a guide to lighting, including lighting in the home. And to ask for any of these free guides, you can phone Thomas Pocklington Trust on 02-08-995-0880. Or if you prefer, you can email them at info@pocklington, spelled pocklington-trust.org.uk. And both the reports we mentioned are available in print and as a download from the Riker website at www.riker.org.uk, or you can phone them on 02 07 427 2460.